Hello and welcome to episode 60, that's 60, of Three Peeps in a Podcast. Quite a landmark. I think we've already named this episode Diamond Geezers, because Diamond's 60th wedding anniversary, just in case you didn't realise. My name is Patch, and I am also joined by the two usuals. Say hello first, Mike.
Evening all, nice to see you. It's been a while since the last one.
You're seeing the people on there, or you're happy to see me?
Always happy to see you.
Right, thanks.
It's good for them to see me.
It's good for them to see me.
Always. I saw you every day at lunchtime. It was unexpected, so it's I'm not as happy tonight as I would have been.
Slightly diluted the happiness. Yes. And we're also joined by someone else.
Well, I was going to introduce it in some sort of like radio, like some local radio disc jockey. So I was going to go, hello and welcome to episode 60 of Three Peeps in a Podcast. My name's Rich Brown. It's Patch and Mike. That's what I was going to do.
Is that Chris Tarrant?
Thanks, Rich. Interesting fact. Millionaire's coming back. Yeah. Being hosted by none other than Top Gears or whatever they're called. No, the other one. Clarkson.
Jez.
Clarkson's going to host it.
Jezzer.
What's on the subject of Tarrant?
In this day and age, £1 million isn't a life-changing amount now. So is it still a million? Is it, or is it 2 million?
It's still a life-changing amount for some people. Moving on. Right, let's start with what we've been up to. I have had a birthday, turned 37 years young, as I like to say. And Mike actually just brought me a lovely gift, which is a Trailer Park Boys mug.
I don't think that was for your birthday, was it?
Wasn't it?
No, because if it was...
If it was,
my birthday was a few days later, so I haven't got a gift.
Right.
And I was 47.
How old did you turn?
I was 47.
Don't look it.
10 years older than you.
Well, I'm sure he's got a gift coming for you, because that is, what, 3 weeks late? So yours probably will come next week.
To get a gift for just one of your mates in the podcast, not both, is a bit out of order, I would
say. Do you want to take this, Mike?
I buy gifts for acquaintances. I give love to my mates.
There we go.
I'll just take the gift.
Okay. I'm sure I'll give you something of equivalent value.
I drove him tonight. I drove
him. Stop at the garage on the way and get him to buy you something of equivalent value or something.
What, in budgeons?
Yeah, get some beers.
And drive him.
For later. Or tomorrow. Or the weekend. Anyway, so what have we been up to? As I said, I had a birthday. I had a holiday. 5 nights in Cornwall. 4 nights in St. Ives, 1 night in Newquay, which was lovely. A couple of incidents occurred. Ooh. I cracked my phone, which is always a pain and something that really, really grates on you.
Is
for
that similar to unlocking
a few
a
days?
Phone?
No, crack as in crack screen.
Okay. Not like a safe.
Yeah, it's not massive and it's not too bad, but I know it's there,
well,
which
I'm
is bad enough.
I'm currently looking at your phone now and I can't see it.
Yeah, it's probably hidden by the sheath on the hair for the podcast.
Mine's got quite a
yours is
substantial
pretty,
crack on it.
Pretty badly cracked.
Yeah, when I first did it, I thought it was just a hair.
Would you not consider getting that one replaced?
I will be getting a new iPhone soon and hopefully Apple Watch.
But you want to get that one replaced just so that it's worth more in terms of passing it on.
Lucia or Cara.
And they'll just crack it anyway.
Yeah.
So fine.
Cut out the middleman.
But this is how mine happened. I was sat outside the Sloop Inn in St. Ives, which is world renowned. Certainly my favourite place to be when the sun's out and there's beers on display.
A bit small for you, isn't it? It's quite a low roof.
It is, yes, but that's why I sit outside. I can't get in. Little girl Ivy was feeling a bit under the weather, so she sat on my lap and we were on a bench, and then Vic decided she wanted to go and get some coal pole, so I tried to make myself a little bit more comfortable and basically the bench toppled. So the bench went up in the air, 2 glasses smashed, and my phone must have gone about 10 foot away. And I completely forgot about it at the time, but Vic saw your phone's over there. So, yeah, had a look at it, and it was slightly damaged.
You do know there's a very real chance you will be on YouTube now.
I hope so.
I will ask the question, was your child okay?
Yeah, no, obviously my focus was on saving Ivy from being damaged.
The most valuable item is fine.
I haven't got insurance for her. That was all fine. The seagulls...
They're dangerous down there.
It's the one thing I hate about St. Ives. Yeah. It's the only thing I think I hate.
The
seagulls. They are flying rats, and they're massive as well.
They're not even scared of you.
No,
they just come back.
And there's warnings everywhere: don't feed the seagulls, don't encourage them. But people still do it, so they keep coming back for more. I'm walking along the front. 10 minutes, I saw 2 people lose one pasty. I mean, I don't know what your views on seagulls, whether they should be controlled, but I think they're actually protected.
Yeah, when we go to St. Ives, we haven't been for a few years, but when Lucia hates birds, it was a nightmare because she was literally, you know, sat with her hood up, kind of just panicking.
Yeah, you do panic.
I used to know a brilliant joke about seagulls, but it was on the verge of racist.
Right, okay, we'll leave that then.
Which we hate. It's just a joke, no, it wasn't like a racist joke, but it's something you can't tell nowadays.
Something you can't tell nowadays,
yeah,
right.
Jim Davidson.
It was the 70s.
Buckaroo.
Are they like seagulls in Bristol, which I would say akin to zombies? They're very dangerous. And have you ever,
I've never been scared of a seagull in Bristol.
No, I think in Slough, they're just massive. And they're like, they're not scared of public anymore.
Well, they always nick your food. Even if you're not finished, they will swoop down on your plate and seem to take the whole plate as well and just smash it on the floor.
Yeah. But what I did like outside of the sloop is...
Shut up. You've never seen a seagull pick up a plate?
No, I have. That's why I said it, yeah.
You mean just knock the plate off the table accidentally, or it didn't literally pick up his beak?
No, it hasn't got hands. No, it was accidental.
So it didn't pick it up, did it?
Yeah, one of the things they've got outside the sloop on the benches there, they've got invisible fish wire going across. Ooh. So that they can't actually come down.
Literally.
Yeah.
Could behead one.
Guttle them. So yeah, that was that. Stayed in Tregenna Castle, which was, I'd recommend. It's at the top of the hill.
I wonder if they can play like a certain pitched noise that public can't hear, but birds can. I don't know if that exists.
Could you demonstrate that noise?
Do you want to...
Could you hear that?
I heard it. Yeah.
Remember outside a certain... I think the co-op in Hannum used to do it. They used to play a certain noise that the old folk couldn't hear it, but the young kids used to hang around outside, yeah.
Yeah, no, I did hear about that.
Or play classical music, something like that.
Yeah. So I saw once in Bristol, talking about seagulls, a seagull eating a pigeon. It was hideous.
They are vicious and vile creatures.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Mike, any highlights for you?
What's it been, about 6 weeks? I've got loads, but...
I'll just keep it short and sweet.
Went to London. Full stop. Next.
Bought a Heat magazine.
I bought Loaded. No, I didn't. It doesn't exist now.
FHM?
I wish. The calendar. Mm. I went to London. Went up for Shard.
Bet you did.
which is second time I've done it, but I did it this time. I quite enjoyed it before, it's the first time. But it was raining, so I couldn't get any photos. Oh, so I was very, very angry.
I don't understand why you went to London to take photos when your Instagram account is called Bits of Bristol.
I think if I'm my one, it's called Picky Peds, at Picky Peds. But... Bits of Bristol. I don't use it for my...
How's that going? How's Bits of Bristol going?
It's going well. I think it's just shy of 3,000 followers. Yeah. If you follow it. About 50 short, I'd say. So.
Do you think some subjects don't need more photos of it? Like, how many times have you seen the Clifton Spencer Bridge?
Yeah,
how many times have you seen Patch's Tower of London?
That's good. No, forget. Okay, well, I went to London, but we'll go back
London
to... Let's continue with Bits of Bristol, chat, and I go back to what I've been up to. Interesting you said that. Hmm. There was a...
ban on...
There was a big... someone wrote an article, an opinion piece, in Bristol 247.
Yeah.
And essentially it said that Instagram, most Bristol-based Instagram pages... Didn't mention mine, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Are gentrifying Bristol by posting... The same old pictures.
No,
but kind of, the chap who did it said he took 1,000 pictures from any account that had Bristol in the name, and 90% of that was within 1 square mile.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Clifton and the centre.
Yeah.
And puddles with reflections.
Which are very well taken.
That big,
very enjoyable.
That big glass dome thing in the
planetarium
square.
Yeah, that planetarium, that's up there. Mm. But, yeah, I don't know, and it was a lot of heated exchange words on Instagram and Facebook about it.
Was our mate Jess Siggers involved?
Well, yeah, because he did mention some accounts, and some people said, and I can understand it. It felt like an attack on IGA's Bristol.
Oh dear,
IGA's Bristol
as friends of the podcast.
Well, yeah, as the main Bristol account, I said they do. We all know they do a great job, and they organise events for people to go to. And
social.
Yeah. They don't, none of them get paid for doing it.
Volunteers.
Occasionally they may get a freebie, like a cup of tea or something. That's not, you know, I don't think you can begrudge them that. No. So yeah, it was...
Refreshments.
A slice of cake. But I think the positive you can take from his point, if anything, is that yes, there are bits of Bristol you could take photos of that are not being taken of yet. But then again, how can you know? Tell me a part of Knowle West which is nice. Now that I'm not picking
on
Knowle.
Could be gritty.
Knowle West, Keynsham, Kingswood, any places.
Could be gritty.
The chocolate quarter.
Okay, so that's fine. So if someone takes a photo of
the church in Keynsham.
I've taken that one before. But I mean, technically,
Bonzo Lange.
Technically, it's Baines, isn't it? Or South Gloucestershire. But still Bristol, BS code. But yeah, the point is, if you can find
the point?
Because you started the conversation and we're
talking about going up the Shard.
No, and you got onto bits of Bristol, and I thought it was nicer to just keep it going.
Yeah.
So, if you follow bits of Bristol and IGS Bristol, and just be nice to everyone on Instagram.
What else have you been up to?
I went to someone's wedding the other day. Lovely Siobhan. Yeah. Siobhan.
The big ships.
Siobhan. Siobhan, I like to say.
Siobhan, as I called her for about the first 2 years. Yes. and then she asked me really nice not to. Riches and bits. Talking about shivs, big shivs. She's a lovely lady. It was a lovely wedding.
Was it a nice wedding?
It was at the Harbour Hotel, Harbourside Hotel, on Corn Street.
Oh, yeah.
Bristol Harbour Hotel. But, it was lovely. It's really nice.
Okay.
And they're a lovely couple. I think I'd happily marry her.
Too late?
Yeah, too late. I missed out on a good once. But, no, John's a good guy. They're a lovely couple. I think... Yeah, well done. Bloody well done.
Congratulations.
It's your usual. I mean, you're both in couples, aka married, but it's difficult when you go to a wedding and you're the only one. I think I knew one person. Apart from
I guess I'll have to check.
Oh no, something's happening. You've got another guest.
A minor interruption.
But it was a lovely wedding. And apart from that, I went to the cinema. Have you watched Ready Player One yet?
No, I haven't.
Is it comedy or...?
No, I'd say it's sci-fi. As my mum would pronounce it, a sci-fi.
It's way to stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit like Stranger Things,
It's set in 2045, but...
Well, of course not.
it's not get bogged down in time. And it's... But it's the guy who... It's a virtual reality system they all use because reality is so terrible. Mm. But the system called Oasis, great band, was developed by a guy and he was born in the 80s.
Is this your recommendation?
No. I mean, it's a side note, but I think it's an excellent film. If you watch it, there are over 100 references to the 80s pop culture.
I look forward to it. I will look forward to it.
The soundtrack is very good as well. There's a lot of songs you'll enjoy.
I'll wait for it to come out on Apple TV.
Well, you can watch it in the third dimension of a cinema. And I
hate the third dimension, if I'm honest.
You hate everything it stands for.
Two dimensions is enough for me.
I watched it in the second.
Have you ever been to ones where they offer a four dimensional?
Yes.
And all you do is put a fan on your face.
Yeah, and they make the room cold.
Yeah. That's rubbish, okay. But that's about it, pretty much.
Good. Sorry, Richard, I haven't got any time for your...
I had a birthday as well. Yeah, it was on the bank holiday, so I went to watch City lose at home to Brentford.
Awful game.
Went for a pizza afterwards. But I went to Easter party for work at the Grain Barge.
Nice.
That's right, our own little room.
Yeah, downstairs, a bit hot.
It was a cold day at the time, so we did sit upstairs for a bit. It was a bit breezy around the harbour side.
Yeah.
Went out in Keynsham last Friday with a couple of friends of ours. Went to Bonzo Lange to start, but then they were queuing from the bar up to the back window.
What?
So they queued, didn't they, in Bonzo Lange? Yeah. So we went to the ship.
Yeah.
Which it's kind of, as you turn left, past the fire station, as if you're walking into the depths of Keynsham rather than
back to
the High Street. It's on the left.
Yeah.
It's small from the outside, but a bit like the TARDIS. It opens up inside.
Nice.
There was a bar, a band at each end, but again, that was jammed. A band.
At each end. Different bands.
Yeah.
Like it must be huge.
It was jammed.
And we all has the Trout, which also had a live band. So Friday in Keynsham seems to be the place to be.
Wow. The Trout?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
That's next to that Irish restaurant.
Irish Italian.
Yeah. And then on the Saturday, went to a 50th party. Some friends of mine, well, a friend of mine, at the Fiddlers, which is down by Park Furnishers.
Yeah.
With good 80s band.
With the other 49 parties you've been to, any good?
but that night, the only lager they had was Stella or Budweiser.
I'd probably go Budweiser.
I did have to go Budweiser, but next day I didn't feel ill, like sick, but my head was pounding.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a chemicals in American lager or what, but
very much ale.
It went down really well, but the next day, I was in bed till 3 p.m.
Oh, okay. Very much an ale man these days. In fact, my fridge in the garage is actually well stocked after my birthday, because I said for my birthday, all I want is some chili oil. In a chili oil container, which is over there, and a well-stocked fridge of lager or ale. So
I've gone to Guinness recently, because back to that bank holiday when it's my birthday, I thought I'll have a cider day. That night, heartburn all night.
Yeah.
So I've come back to the Guinness. I don't know if I want to go back to cider in the summer, but at the minute...
I drank Guinness, like 5 pints of Guinness on St. Patrick's Day before the football.
It's quite nice.
Lovely,
Like a cream.
But I didn't think I would drink that on a session if it wasn't St. Patrick's Day.
No.
If that makes sense. I hate to think how much Seamus O'Donnell's went through in pints of
Guinness recently.
Guinness.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That's what we've been up to. So let's throw a few random questions into the mix. I will start with a question. If you stopped aging now, what would you do differently?
I did years ago. What do you mean, stopped aging?
Yeah, so if you stayed this age now forever,
right,
what would you do differently? Anything?
What do you mean?
So you would never age, right, but your family, everyone else around you would grow old.
So what I do now?
Yeah, what would you do now and make any changes in the future?
Okay, that's Mike. That's Mike. I don't really get the question.
Okay, Mike, any thoughts?
What would you do now? I don't know. Get a hair transplant? I don't know.
Grow a bigger beard? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
It's an interesting question.
It is an interesting one.
Can you answer that so we can understand?
No, I haven't got an answer.
I understand what you say. If you go back to age 15, what would you change?
Well, you actually are a time traveller, aren't you? Because we've seen a picture of you.
It does look like me.
Yeah.
I'm quite scared by
it. Back in then.
But I haven't done it yet.
Oh, we're going to move on from that question. Because
no one knows.
I saw it somewhere and... I can't remember where I saw it, and I might not have written it down correctly, so never mind. Anyway, Mike, have you got any random questions?
Yeah, I got one from Matt Penn.
Friend of the show.
I spoke to him tonight, and he'll appreciate me saying this. He said he enjoys the podcast very much, especially when we mention his name. A little bit in love with himself. his question is, and he's really, really gone well on the random question, do you remember the first night of Channel 5? And if so, discuss.
Yeah, I do. I couldn't tell you what was on it, but I do remember it. I think it was when it started, it was slightly racy.
I'm sure you'll remember
the Spice Girls.
Yes,
Spice Girls. See, I'm older than you lot. I more remember the Channel 4 starting.
Yeah, but that was the question.
With Countdown. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, which I think was 1982.
82, yeah.
So,
Did they count down and then put Countdown on?
But you're right. Channel 5, they used to have a lot of kind of...
Yeah, softcore.
Tit films.
Yeah. Softcore, we'll call it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
But also, I don't know if it was Channel 5 or Channel 4, but when these softcore films come on, before The Breaths came on, they used to put a little red triangle in the top corner.
Seriously?
Yeah. Ah, okay.
What, like a five-minute warning?
Yeah.
They had...
Get your parents out.
I've been told that it was Channel 4. It was called The Red Light Zone.
I think it was Channel 4, because it was early in my masturbation days. So obviously, 96, I'd have been 25 then, which had been a long time into my masturbation days.
Racing, cracking stuff on. But Channel 5 was... Spice Girls opened it. I think was it September 97 that it started? So how it's been going for 21 years, yeah.
They've evolved, haven't they?
Was that about the same time as the National Lottery started?
I thought that was about 93.
Four. I think I was 15, so...
86. Interesting. The lottery wasn't 1996.
I think it was about 94.
Guarantee it. First hosted by Noel Evans.
Let me just interject. Hang on, interject. Rich has brought along a friend this evening, other than Mike. He's brought his HomePod, which was discussed on a recent podcast, and we're giving it a bit of a trial. So let's ask it a question. Hey Siri, when did the National Lottery start in the UK?
I can't find the answer to that on HomePod.
So there we go. That is our review of the HomePod. Rich will, in the meantime, I'm sure, Google it for us. But Channel 5, as I say, it started quite racy.
Yeah.
What
do you think it's become more acceptable? A higher quality?
Well, they've taken on higher quality shows such as Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah, all the classics. And
and celebs go longboating or something.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. I think, didn't they have...
How it's continued, I don't know.
Yeah, was it Channel 5 that had the one of the best shows that's ever been on TV? It was hosted by Dale Winton, and I think it was called Touch of a Car or something.
I thought you were going to say Supermarket Sweep. That was ITV, wasn't it?
That was fantastic, yeah. Mm. I wish that would come back. Unlike the Generation Game.
News just in.
No, this isn't the answer. I'm talking about the high quality programmes they got on Channel 5, such as programmes like The Boy Whose Face Has Fallen Off.
Yeah.
It's things like that, isn't it?
They basically do a...
The woman whose ass has eaten her jeans.
They do a visual representation of a worst story out of Hello... Not Hello.
It's those sort of strange stuff, isn't it? Embarrassing bodies and...
Yeah.
Yeah, the man who had a £500 testicle and all that.
It's kind of pick on people, but we don't mean it. We support you, but you're picking on them. Leave them alone.
Yeah. Yeah. So that
the first draw was the 19th of November 1994.
So I win if it was a competition.
I was 13, blimey.
Yeah. Noel Edmonds. Poor okay. Noel Edmonds.
Who?
Hang on TV. Oh, that's coming back, isn't it? Noel's House Party or something?
No, is it?
He was on Ant and Dec, wasn't he?
Yeah.
As a guest.
The Generation came back.
Or Deck.
Yeah. For two shows.
I've heard that Noel's House Party is coming
back. They've hated that. Has it been slaughtered?
Is it Mel and Sue?
Yeah, it wasn't the best. I hope it never comes back again.
You pope.
I hope it never comes back again.
Nothing will be Bruce's or Larry Grayson's Generation.
No, exactly.
Jim Davis.
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, right, well, we've got other... Hang on, we don't want to saturate the market with random questions. We'll come back to the random questions in a random time.
Mine's got an answer.
Wow. Has it? Right. Rich has also prepared a quiz. Are you happy to do that now?
I don't mind doing the quiz now, yeah.
Okay. So Rich has prepared a quiz. I've also got 10 questions.
Mine's only 7 questions.
Okay, that's fine. Shoot.
It is about diamonds, because... Of the
Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Episode 60.
Yeah.
So, obviously, each answer is diamond-related, okay? Uh-huh. So, question one. Who sang this theme tune to... to...
It's really bassy.
No.
Oh.
Who sang this theme tune to...
Hang on, you've got a home party. I can't just say play
the
song.
I didn't know they do theme tunes.
Right. I'm like Dennis Waterman.
For God's sakes. Who sang this theme tune?
Oh, if he's a genius, yeah, he'd have it ready.
Boone. Right? Ready?
Neil Diamond.
Did it sound like Neil Diamond?
I don't know. It's Diamond, yeah.
Boone, remember Boone? Starring Michael Elphick and a young Neil Morrissey. Okay.
So it's Diamond related?
Yeah.
You do know that we're 37 and not 57.
And Diamond?
Oh, I should have thought of a question over, innit? No, it was Jim Diamond.
Never heard of him.
Diamond.
Mike, have you ever heard of him?
Never heard of him. Right. No. Was it Boone or Bergerac that was on Jersey?
Bergerac.
Fact.
So.
Enjoy it. Use it how you will.
Who won World War II? I don't know. I'm only 47.
Oh.
Bit different.
Right.
You don't get taught about John Diamond, where his name is in history class.
Question two. Which character in The Simpsons is nicknamed Diamond Joe?
Do you
want
to answer that?
My answer is Mo, the bartender.
Incorrect.
Well, I said Diamond Joe.
I know, but I don't know any Joes.
Blimey. Diamond Joe. Is it Grandpa Simpson?
No, he's Abe.
Yeah, he is.
It's Mayor Joe Quimby.
Hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
Hard quiz.
Well, I'm enjoying it.
Right, it's just a bit of fun.
It's a quick quiz.
A bit of fun. Who played James Bond in Diamonds Are Forever?
Do you want to answer that?
I will say Sean Connery.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
And here, off topic a minute ago.
Yes.
A minute. Can I have the microphone, please? I actually bumped into Sean Connery on the harbour side, and he's in a bit of a rush. I said, "Where are you off to, Sean?" He goes, "I'm meeting Andy Murray for brunch." I said, "Well, what time got to be there?" He went, "Turnish." question four. Which sport is played on a diamond-shaped pitch?
Michael Pedley.
Basketball.
Michael Pedley.
What did you say?
Michael Baseball. Pedley.
Yeah, but if you say your name first.
Well, no, he didn't stick it out at the start.
I just shout out.
Shout out what? You didn't say the answer, did you?
That's one all.
Just said.
You said basketball. What's basketball?
Baseball.
Stop shouting.
Question five. Which singer starred in the 1980 film Jazz Singer?
Neil Diamond.
Correct.
Thank you.
Patch takes a 2-1 lead.
Thank you.
It's not important.
Wow, it is.
Which Dame sang this theme tune?
Joe Bassett. Michael Bedley. Oh,
3-1.
He never learns. He's going to play it anyway.
I'm going to play it. To the film...
Diamond Forever.
It's not the question.
Wales.
You're listening to Diamond Geezers, episode 60 of Three Peeps in a Podcast.
I got the range.
Yeah, I like that. What was that from?
Diamonds Are Forever.
No, the...
Pop Profile.
Yes. Very underrated.
Question. You're 3-1 up, so it's not a...
Important.
The Cullinan Diamond, or the Star of Africa, is worth approximately how much? Is the world's biggest...
62.5 million.
Closest wins?
Yeah, closest wins.
62.6 million.
$400 million.
Thank you.
Yeah. Diamonds are mostly made of carbon or something like that, but whatever, you know.
Well, you can understand about it, as if like, you're being cheated out of
He's upset.
Swiss, absolute Swiss.
Okay. Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, don't mention it.
Diamonds are Rich's best friend. Okay, let's move on to Room of Doom, which is something I bloody love.
It's amazing doing that quiz.
Thanks, Rich. Really did well. Try again next time. What's 61 in? What's the 61st anniversary? Bands from the 80s.
Polystyrene.
Okay, so Room of Doom. I'm going to kick off and... I'm pretty sure I haven't done this before, but I was in traffic recently on a single carriageway and the car slash van in front of me was blocking my view. So it's being stuck in traffic when you can't see around the car in front.
I do hate being behind vans in traffic.
Yeah, and when you can't see. So you can't see how much traffic is ahead of you.
Yeah, it's bugs.
Thanks.
That's what you should lay back sometimes, maybe. Don't gab his ass.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like there used to be a TV advert back in the 70s, when they used to do like public information films back in the 70s, it used to be lay back, stay back, if you're behind a lorry.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Because if you can't see that LAN or van's mirrors, he can't see you.
Yeah, good point.
Did you know if you could see someone's reflection, they could always see you as well?
Yeah, right? I did. Thank
so
you.
You can't see if you look at someone's up their skirt or anything.
where have we gone with this?
Wow, Japan.
But I did see a solution to this, and in true Scott Jones style, there's another solution. Some big transit vans have actually got screens on the back. Look, it's basically what's going on in front.
Yeah, I've seen that. I haven't seen it live.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it live. Probably must be a stunt.
Camera on their dashboard and the screen, the back of their eyes is like a screen.
Maybe it's like Samsung or LG or something. Possibly. But that's mine. Mike.
People on buses that sit on the aisle seat with the aim of not allowing you to sit down or trying to prevent you from sitting down.
Yeah.
What, you mean with a spare seat next to them?
Yeah. So the empty seat by the window and they sit on the outside.
Or a bag,
yeah. Because no one's going to ask you if there's something there. No one will say, can I sit down?
I would.
I will. I make a point
of...
No, I was being sarcastic. I'll teach you about it. And
they just do it when they see you come in or not?
Yeah. Mm. No, when I... Actually,
females.
No, I put a which is fine because I love men. So,
Mitz it.
So,
do you like rugby as well?
Do I bloody love it? Love big balls.
Bristol Bears.
I saw John Lansdowne last night.
Did you? Anyway, off topic.
Bristol Flyers are
playing. When I sit on a bus and I put a bit of timber back on, no one wants to sit by a fat person.
Right.
So.
So what's your Room of Doom entry?
Whereas yours was a situation, and you can't put situations in a Room of Doom.
Do I want?
It's not you. It's our podcast, not yours. mine is specifically people who sit on the aisle seat with the intention of stopping you from sitting down next to them.
What happens if you put those people in Room of Doom, but they're like heart surgeons or something?
I'm willing to take that risk.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So some poor boy dies...
Rich.
Can we take this bit out, please?
My Room of Doom is the current layout of Netflix.
The current layout?
Yeah, what I want on Netflix You can have the little categories, but I just want an A to Z of all the films.
Yeah.
Can you get that? I don't know. But I'm sure there must be some, when you whip through the little layouts, I'm sure there must be some films I've never come across that are on there.
So there's a different layout per interface. Okay. So iPad, iPhone, TV, they all seem to be different layouts. The one I always look for, because if I see something I like, I add it to my list. So my list comes on at the top, something I want to watch. However,
or recently watched or recently continue watching. Yeah,
those should be your top three. Currently watching, and then what did
recommendations
I say?
Based on what you just watched.
Yeah. Yes. But what I can't find, which
is
used to be
to
there,
Z?
No,
is it A to Z?
That's not Z. American.
No. Is recently added.
Oh, there is a recent acid. There's a
acid.
Acid. There is a there on the Apple TV one.
Yeah.
There is a new releases and recently added.
Okay.
They don't even do like ones like tit films. Why not do like
I was gonna
sexy
say
films?
That. Yeah. I was going to say.
Oh, they're like romance or something.
Yeah, but if you're alone, say you're alone one evening. And you want to just cut to the chase.
The riches would be, top would be my list, and that'd be recommended for you. And then the third one would be guaranteed tits.
Yeah. Yeah. But for that, I look on international films. Like,
I think they're missing the trick there.
But what layout do you have? Because when I went to my mate Pete's house
Apple
the
TV
other day...
It's all just like
Apple TV.
It's blocks.
Okay.
We've got categories and it's got like a grid.
Okay. My mate doesn't have Apple TV, but he has a bastard big TV. But on his one, you get trailers of each show.
What, in the top thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he moves along and it starts showing...
Yeah, get on Apple TV.
Mine's on a smart TV, a Samsung. Mm. It's a couple of years old, but it's the original... What are you laughing at? Yeah. It's the original layout, so it's...
Like being class.
But it's completely different to the one on Pete's TV, so...
Oh, say his name.
Pete Goodwin.
Oh,
what interface?
So his full name with a big TV.
No.
What's he using as his source? Just the smart TV.
Is it
just
a smart TV? Some sort of illegal Kodi box or something?
No, it's Netflix. It's Netflix.
Just an A to Z. I want.
Yeah. Okay. So Rich is going for an A to Z facility on Netflix and the fact that they haven't got one.
Yeah.
Mine was being in traffic with a car you can't see over or round. And Mike's was...
He never listens.
Oh, bus. People who sit on the aisle of... A bus.
Leaving an empty seat.
Forthwith, reserving a seat for their bag or just their
or just
left leg.
The aisle seat, not the aisle, because that would block everyone's thoroughfare.
Okay.
Can we ask either Siri or your wife, who's in the other room, who's won?
We know Siri doesn't know things
out. I don't know.
Who's won what?
Just want to spice up. What are we doing now?
Well, we do a vote now.
Vote?
For
usually.
Just win.
Done it for the past 59.
59. Yeah, just wanted to change it up.
I probably won based on, but...
I don't think the HomePod will know the answer to that.
I don't think I'm going to win tonight either.
Okay, so I'll go first. I'm going to vote for...
Tactics. Is that Eurovision song?
I don't need
a Eurovision song.
Yeah, I don't need an A to Z.
You don't go on the bus either.
For Netflix. And I probably would do what Mike said.
Yeah, so you put yourself in the room, didn't you?
So...
You've got children to be
I've got to vote.
In the room.
I'm going to go for the bus.
What? So you're in the room with Doom?
Yeah. So, Mike, you're next.
I don't care about either one, really.
Mm. Well, I didn't either, so I've
had to make a choice.
Okay, yeah. I mean, the only one I can really, based on use, I can sort of fill in the affiliation to is the Netflix one.
I do hate patches. I wish I thought that one. I do. I hate being stuck behind the van.
Yeah.
So it's one all.
Okay. Episode 60 is in a standstill, basically. Nice. Mm. Okay, well, well done, everyone.
Yeah. Well done.
Congratulations.
No.
right, we'll move on then. Rich, have you got a rant for us this week? You came into the house tonight.
Have a question first.
Yeah, go on then. I'll do my little intro bit after. Right. Go on.
What do you think came first? Orange the colour or orange the fruit?
Orange is the new black. I say orange the fruit, and for the reasoning being, they probably didn't label it as orange before the fruit. What?
Del Winton's died.
News just in. Del Winton, who was literally discussed on this podcast 7 minutes ago, has passed away age 62.
That's like the Aaron Ramsey thing. Every time he scores, someone dies.
Yeah.
We were on mention.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How sad. Oh,
Christ. Yeah. I think Justin Bieber's on it.
Don't get it.
You didn't get it.
What?
Because we mentioned him when he died. I just said Justin Bieber.
Oh, did we? When?
You said he was mentioned on the show. That wins.
I never mentioned Justin Bieber.
No, I just said.
Oh, I see.
Every time you mention somebody, they die. I hear Justin Bieber's okay. Or Donald Trump.
I'm better give Pete Goodwin a text.
Yeah. Pat Penn. Jesus.
Vladimir Putin.
Pat Penn. Oh, God. Right.
What's your reason for Orange the Fruit coming from?
So I'm still reading from the fact that there'd never be another supermarket sweep.
Yeah, because we were talking they could remake that, and he's the only one who can do it justice. Yeah. That's terrible.
Maybe it'd have to be Louis Spence now.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen him for a while,
have we?
Mm.
What a shame.
No, we haven't. Shame. I haven't. Right, let's stop mentioning people's names.
Yeah.
It's dangerous territory.
Yeah, name dropping.
Right. My reasoning being that fruit has been around longer than a colour has been called orange.
Okay.
Yeah, I go with the fruit because it's been around longer in speech itself.
That's it. Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Something you must have called it.
What's the answer, Rich?
Orange, the fruit came first.
Yeah.
The word came into English either from the old French pomme de orange or from what the Spanish laranja, something, something, something. Our colour term thus derives from the name of the fruit, not the other way around. We also have apricot, peach, violet, lilac, maroon, indigo, burgundy, and so on, which shows how productive the process of colour naming is.
And it's, you're listening to the colour flower with Rich Brown.
I enjoyed your pronunciation of lilac, because I call it lilac, but that sounds like it's with a lilac. U, isn't it? Lilac.
What? Who decided to put orange with a duck?
It's a good question.
Thank you.
Do you want to answer that? A Frenchman.
Thanks.
Good enough. You know, once... a chicken.
Oh, there we go.
Laid an orange.
Laid an orange?
Yeah. Right. Instead of an egg.
Yeah.
And try and guess what there are two children said.
Don't know.
Look at the orange mama laid.
Where did you get these from?
Me.
Hey Siri, tell us a joke.
A grasshopper walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Hey, we have a drink named after you." The grasshopper says, "You have a drink named Jeff?"
That's perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Hey Siri, you need to up your game.
I don't often tell dad jokes, but when I do, he usually laughs.
Oh,
there we go. That's Siri, everyone. Right. So next, we've got a rant from Rich, but he came into the house this evening
with no rant.
With no rant, and he ranted about all sorts. He ranted about some traffic problems on the way over.
Just on one journey patch. Mm. Pedley can back me up because he was
was it Pedley's driving or?
No, I drove tonight, so we were safe in my car at least. But on the ring road, when at Pedley, not only on one journey, somebody undertook me.
Mm.
I was in the 50 mile per hour zone. I was going 64 and he still
50 miles an hour.
70 tops.
Tops.
He undertook me, and on the same junction, this is the Warmley roundabout by the Essex Garage, yeah?
Yeah.
Some woman with no lights on, it was dusk, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was quite dark, no lights. Then started indicating left.
Indicating left.
Didn't go left. No. Stopped at the green light,
yeah.
Looked round, shot through the red light, still indicating left, but going straight on. Right?
That
is one bit.
Yeah.
Whilst I was taking Lucia to Guides earlier, there's a junction from Asda to the Butcher's roundabout.
Yeah.
Two lanes. You've got one left filter lane and one straight on lane. Somebody was in the right hand lane. When the left green filter lane came on, they decided to go straight through, nearly causing a pile-up.
What, straight on?
Yeah.
Oh.
And every time I've been in that junction, the same thing, but the person was in the left-hand lane, the green filter lane light come on, they just sat there, and then went straight on in the left lane. Yeah. So it's just bad driving. Yeah. But tonight, I was surrounded by... I cut somebody up. They flashed me, didn't they? But they were driving like Miss Daisy.
All right, I cut someone up.
I did it safely, didn't I?
Have you gone? You know where the viaduct's work is going on at the moment?
Bromley Heath.
Yeah, and it's down to effectively one lane to go around. But that last stretch of the ring road, you've got two lanes. The left lane is to go left, and then the right lane is to go up and over the viaduct. Right. Okay. Have you sat in that traffic or have you cut in at the last minute?
I haven't done neither. But I only cut in if, say, on a ring road and it says, lane was shut in 800 yards, 600 yards. Some people get in straight away,
don't they?
We've
been here before,
haven't
we?
Yeah, yeah. Just go right to the end, then cut in.
Yeah, use the road available to you.
Yeah, zip in safely.
Yeah.
And tonight,
Paul Bridgewood, he's got different views.
When Rich cut someone up, I think he did it for demonstration purposes because he said, and I quote, to me, watch this, this is how you do it.
reminds me of something. We've discussed previously on the podcast that Rich has had road rage problems in the past. And when I used to share a car with him, I was used to record these outbursts. And I had them on my phone and I was shuffling music in the car with two children. And and you can only imagine what came on. Oh. But they're now off my phone for future incidents. But
Ivy said F a few times.
The one that came on was, learn the in rules, you old... learn the F in rules, you old C. Fill in the blanks. Right. Rich, rant done?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
That was just one journey.
I know, I can tell. Right, let's do my quiz now. I'm just going to... It's on my phone. So...
Do you want to talk theme tune to it?
Hopefully it's... Yeah, come up with one else you like.
What would you want?
Whatever.
What's it about?
Sport.
Sport?
Oh.
Sports hey Siri, quiz.
Do Grandstand.
I think Grandstand in Apple Music. Hey Siri, play We Are The Champions by Queen.
Playing We Are The Champions
by Bit Queen. Slow.
Gotta find it first, haven't I?
Thanks, Siri. That'll do.
Hey Siri, stop music.
Is it like Simple Simon? You have to. If you don't say Simon, you don't say Siri, it doesn't do it.
I've got to say Hey Siri.
Yeah, I know.
If you said right. Hey Steve by mistake, would
it? Of course, Steve, is it?
Okay.
Aggressive.
Let's take this off for a second. Oh, hopefully, we won't get any pop. I just want to check. Yep, it's still going. Right, there's 10 questions.
Like sport, you say?
Sport questions. Question one is a Formula One question.
Buzzers or what?
Just whoever says it first. Yes. Right, so who is this season's engine manufacturer for Red Bull in Formula One?
What do you mean?
McLaren.
Engine manufacturer.
Patch.
No, your name's Rich.
Porsche.
Incorrect. Mike?
Audi.
Incorrect. Rich? So annoying with his sirens.
God. That's what I was about.
Don't read the answers.
I don't like cheating, which I hate. What, we're going into a gate, are we?
Yeah.
Renault.
Correct.
Told you.
He's cheating, just clarifying.
I didn't say he cheated.
I'm not saying cheat.
Question two. Who won the Grand National on Saturday after a photo finish?
Can't remember his name.
Clue, it was not Harry Kane.
Tiger Roll.
Correct.
Thank you.
One each.
Did you win?
No.
I did.
You didn't register. Yeah.
I can't get on a horse. Standing at nearly 6'6", which Nottingham-born defender has been amongst the top goal scorers for Bristol City?
You didn't say his name. Okay, that's
right. It's fine with it. It's fine.
Okay, question four.
Fred Bentos.
Cricket. Who is the all-time top run scorer in Ashes Test history?
Graham Gooch.
No, Ian is fucking...
Sorry, that's right.
Sorry, Rick Bonten.
Who?
Don Bradman.
Peterson.
Correct. Ooh. Don Bradman. Okay, question five. In rugby union, which international team name was used first in 1924?
Samoa.
England.
Papua New Guinea.
Wales.
Georgia.
New Zealand.
Wales.
All Blacks.
Spain.
All Blacks.
No.
Kiwis.
New Zealand.
No.
Australia. Wallabies.
Canada. Argentina.
No.
Springboks.
Wait, it's invented in England. The sport was invented in England.
I don't care.
No, rugby union.
Yes.
A country.
No, international team name.
Lions.
Yes.
Get it. See, told you.
The British Lions, obviously, you meant.
What else would it mean?
Okay. Question six. Which female Team GB athlete was unlucky to fall several times in this year's skating finals?
Yeah. That blonde bird. Can I have initials?
Yes, E.
Esther. Emma.
Like Elid or something. Elid.
Elid?
Elid?
That's a name.
Elena.
No.
Eloise.
Enid.
Close.
What'd you say?
Ellie Goodwin.
Do you give up?
Ellie what? Begins with what?
EC, initials.
EC. Eddie Chapman.
No. It's not Ellie. It's close to Ellie.
Edith Collins.
Elise Christie.
Oh!
Nearly.
Which country are making their Football World Cup debut this year?
Oh.
Panama.
Correct. Darts. Who was crowned...
Michael Van Gerwen.
Who was crowned...
The Ray Benavard.
Who was crowned the PDC World Dart Champion on New Year's Day?
Phil Power Taylor.
No, what's his name? The one who beat him.
The one that never played and he won millions.
Yeah.
I don't know his name. Steve Smith.
Incorrect.
Tony...
Joshy Watson.
Stevie Shit Chops.
Can we go? Keep up?
Yeah.
Rob Cross.
He's not now, is he? He's delighted.
The England women's netball team won gold at the Commonwealth Games.
Netball.
Do you want me to finish the question?
Netball.
The Roses. English Rose.
Netball.
England women's netball team 62. Won gold at the Commonwealth Games.
59-58.
Beating the host.
52-51.
Beating the host.
Australia.
By how many goals?
52-51.
One. Final question. Which is the only heavyweight belt that Anthony Joshua now needs to rule the world of heavyweight boxing?
EDC. PDC. ABC.
WWE. WCW.
WWF.
ABC. Look of Love.
Close to ABC.
ABA.
ADH.
AB. 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 BBB. ABBA.
ABB.
Do you know any of the
boxing
ABC. Never done that. ACB. Boxing.
What would it be if it was something BC?
BBC. BC. BCB.
BBC.
Oh.
EBC.
Oh.
WBC.
WBC.
Yes. It's got it. Oh, so I don't know what the score was in that. But the winner's quiz.
I won.
Right. That was the quiz for the sports round. Hopefully you're still with us. Right, I think we can move on now to... You had a random question, Rich, didn't you? Or did you do that? You threw that one in, didn't you?
I've got another one.
Go for it.
Because there was
hang on, let's put the sheath back on.
There was a news story recently, and it was a farmer. When you say people are porky.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was quite... He said it's offensive that you should call people fat, as in using a pig as a kind of a name. Porker.
It's bad against pigs.
Fat, yeah.
Right.
Which there's a bit of a little discussion about that. So yeah, that's all by the by. But this one bloke did write in or tweet whatever. He said, "Can you call a pig fat if they're all fat?" Do you know what I mean? Like you don't see skinny pigs.
Yeah, but isn't that the whole point of why people call people porky?
Yeah, but is a pig fat if they're all fat?
Yeah.
So, no, but not that pig. That might be their shape. So it doesn't mean they're fat, does it?
Yeah, but they.
Or elephants fat?
To us, they're perceived as fat.
Yeah, but.
Well, no, because I've seen some slim elephants.
You have not skinny ones.
Well, skinny.
Well,
but
any ones that
slim.
Being discarded.
And
they're not going
to
be.
They must
fit.
Go to the gym.
Pigs wouldn't be fit. Yeah, it's a fancy meat. Apart from you get the loin.
So why label it? Why call it fat when you just say, just call it a pig? Because they're all that shape. So why say fat pig?
Right. Yeah. Okay, well done.
So, what you...
Is that a random question?
It's a statement.
It's a statement. Yeah. It's a statement.
It's a talking point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that because they're all fat...
You call people fat because that's relative to a skinny person.
And pigs...
If they're all fat, you wouldn't say
pigs
fat.
Eat virtually anything.
Not really.
So that's why you say you're a greedy pig.
I think they are on good diets, actually, pigs, but I just think that is their shape.
Apart from when they eat...
They eat bloody bones and all sorts.
And fecal matter. That's why certain religions think they are dirty animals.
Well, I'm not sure all religions must think they're animals that eat shit.
Yes.
Okay. Mike, do you have any further random...
Absolutely loads,
randomness?
Yeah.
Well, just keep it to...
Yeah, absolutely. You will enjoy my Room of Doom next time. I cannot wait to tell you what it is. Absolutely. Anyway.
Is it me?
Is it people buttoning?
No. Okay. There's a couple of similar ones. I'll go with the first... What percentage of people that go to fine dining restaurants do you think actually go for the food? And what percentage do you think go for the image / to show off?
Or to check in on Facebook.
Instagram or Facebook, yeah.
There was a thing, I don't know if you saw it recently, it might have been today, that somebody asked for a Vegemite on toast in Australia, and they got it served on a big chopping board, two slices of cold toast, and a smear of the Vegemite across the board.
How much was it?
I don't know, about £8, something like
that.
And a blob of butter with a little leaf pushed onto it.
For £8?
Fucking pricks.
What is Vegemite?
Like a Marmite, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
It's a different type. It is Marmite.
It's a yeast.
It's a yeast extract.
Extract.
Okay. Mike, what's the question? What percentage?
Well, no, it's not. I mean, it's just an open question. Just a random question, as we call it. But
I'll tell you now.
Do you think most people go actually enjoy the food and want to taste fine food? Or do they go there because they can go into work the next day and go, I went to so-and-so last night and had Côte de Bœuf. Yeah. You had beef and chips.
Frank LeBeuf.
Yeah. I had Côte de Bœuf.
We've had this before. I hate posh people who drink champagne just for the sake of it, because champagne tastes a shit.
Champagne? Let's just clarify. Well, champagne is
a sparkling wine from the Champagne region. Yeah. That's all it is. It's a wine.
But people think they just name drop it because they think they're all, we had champagne and everything.
I actually don't like champagne.
No, I don't. Well,
it hurts my teeth.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not sure about you, Bob, but... I hate all this R-40 food where you order a bit of meat and then you got to order the side salad with it.
You like Weatherspoon's food, basically, don't you?
Not really. No, I want if I order a steak, I expect the vegetables to come with it, not then I have to say, and they go, well, do you want vegetables? Well, yeah, that's the meat on it. Who's going to eat just a bit of steak? And I said, well, you would, yeah.
For me, the key thing of food is
flavour.
Yeah.
So what it looks like...
And quantity?
No, flavour.
So you'd be happy with a little tiny dish?
Well, there's different...
That had a lovely flavour.
A Jenga of chips.
Different levels of quantity. I don't want a Weatherspoon-style bucket of...
I bet you would.
...chips. Although I have been known to have a bucket of chips on a lunchtime. But
again, what, those stupid little buckets? When that become a thing?
Hey, you should
chips in a bucket.
You should get down Slug and Lettuce. You get go on a Monday, half price, £1.25. Bottle of chips. It's literally that big. You can't see on the podcast, I know, but it's huge.
But this is in a bowl.
Yeah, but no, for me,
in a metal.
People go to these places. If they genuinely go for the food and they enjoy the experience, that's fine. I would like to go to on one occasion. I would have a tasting menu. It might cost £100 or so. Now, it's not because it costs a lot of money, because I don't earn lots of money. But if you go somewhere like the place on the trip they went, Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon, it's called Long Plume. That's quite a nice place up in Cumbria or somewhere. And, you know, he's a good chef. It's not because he's a chef and I can, you know, show off about him, but I think the food would be really tasty. Mm. And it's about taste. But I don't know. I mean, if people have got money, is that level of food just for normal to them?
So just for the sake of it.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Where are you going with 50-50 then in terms of percentage?
Okay, so the percentage of people that go to fine dining just for the image?
Yeah.
Okay. 20?
Okay.
Rich? Yeah, 30-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, what do you think?
So you think like if you go to like
you people... You think higher?
Yeah, I'd probably go closer to 50-50. Mm-hmm. But like City Boys, do they go to these nice places just because they earn a lot of money? Or it's the nearest place.
I don't think they do go to those places. The place where most of them are seen is Zizi's, which is middle of the road, I'd say.
Yeah, you can get poisoned if you go to the one in Salisbury.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That is a true story, yeah. But, okay, that's one of them.
Thank you.
And when I was at lunch today...
By yourself, then, do you go to these places to...
I don't go to these places. I mean, no, I don't go to show off.
If price wasn't... a problem.
Yeah.
Would you only eat in Cordon Bleu?
No. I would try some of these places out, but it's depending on the menu. I like to try new things, and it is about flavour. It's not. I make a lot of purees, which is just like baby food. But I made a sweet corn puree. It's the nicest thing I've had in a long time. But I know it sounds stupid.
This is back to that argument I had about the Great British Bake Off, what it was called. But
there's a new one, isn't there?
With
what's her name? Berry. Nina Cherry. Berry.
Britain's best home cook.
That's it.
Coming soon.
But again, I can't taste it. I'm just watching a programme of three people eating food and just relying on them saying that tastes nice. But there's people at home going, I can't believe this out, How could you even taste it, you fool?
Just to say, on the Bake Off, I still enjoy the concept, but...
Don't like the hosts.
I like them individually, but they're not funny on this.
Who thought about...
It's a cooking program, isn't it? Not a comedy show.
whose idea was it to put Noel Fielding in the Bake Off?
I know, it's a strange choice. He's a funny chap, but it's odd. It depends how you take that, but he's a funny chap, comedically.
Does he wear his weird clothes in that
one? Well, it's normal clothes, but yeah, they're a bit out there. It's a strange... And Sandy Tosdvig, she's lovely, but stick to 15 to 1. They're not a good...
15 to 1.
That's what she does.
She's
WG,
that's
Pac on, is it?
WG Grace hosted, did he?
WG Stewart.
Yeah, he's
done.
Yeah, so
is he?
Yeah, so. Mark. Yeah. Winner.
And Just a quick one. What percentage of people...
Should we dedicate this episode to Dale Winton?
That's what he would have wanted.
You happy to do that?
I'm very
I also like to dedicate... Seriously, I'll say. I'd like to dedicate it to Ray Wilkins as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Even though I'd never met the bloke.
Right, Eric Bristow.
Yeah,
some of the stories about Ray Wilkins are actually horrible.
As soon as it came up on my phone, I immediately started listening to TalkSport. Mm. And, two came to my eye, if I'm honest.
But I haven't seen him on whatever usual match of a day, Soccer AM and stuff.
TalkSport, he was on there quite a lot, and I listened to TalkSport.
I can imagine him being very easy to listen to. But as I said, I only know him because of those, but he came across as a bloody nice bloke. Yeah.
What was the cause of death for old Dale?
I don't know.
Just a quick one then. What percentage of people, I say more so young people that might not have the need, wear glasses for the image because it makes them look intelligent? And what percentage of people actually need the glasses?
Well, I wear glasses to see.
Well, yeah, but exactly. So you're one of those. You're the ones actually.
One of those.
He's one of those.
Actually
needs them.
Yeah. I think some people may wear it for an image thing.
Use. Youths and celebrities. I can't imagine a man about town just does it for the sake of it, surely.
No. Got Kwan, for example, does he need glasses? Mm.
Interesting question, I don't know.
Okay. But maybe we can find out. All right.
Gok, if you're listening, sorry.
Tweet him.
Should we leave it there?
That particular question?
Yeah. I'll move on to recommendations, because I know you boys have got some. I'll start with what I'm watching on Netflix at the moment. I found it by searching through the A to Z. And that was Suits. Have you ever seen Suits?
I've heard of it.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Is it American?
It's American. It stars some actors and also, and also Meghan Markle of Prince Harry fame. Who I reckon he must have been watching it and just phoned up and said, get me her now.
Is it Suits or Mad Men that has, I think her name's January Jones or something, redhead?
Yeah, it's not Suits.
No, she's a great actress.
Yeah, but Suits is basically a lawyer program about a lad who sort of happened upon an interview for this and really impressed and became a lawyer without going to the law school that they deem. I can't remember the name of it now, but is it Harvard or?
I don't know. One of those chaps.
One of those. But yeah, enjoying that. Only about three episodes in. But
how many series does it have?
It's got loads.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I'm watching an episode that was first launched in sort of 2011 or 12.
Okay.
So yeah, Suits.
Thank you.
Suits you, sir.
My one is Bliss. It was on Sky One or Atlantic. Sky One, I believe. Features at stars even. Stephen Mangan, it's a main character.
Dan.
Was this one Heather Graham as well?
Yes, she's in it. Yes, Heather Graham.
Yeah.
And
many a film.
The other lady in it is I can only say she's the female that was in the show that Rich hated. The
Mum.
Britain's Got Talent.
No, the guy who was filmed in Emerson's Green.
X Factor.
Mimic.
Mimic.
The guy was in it.
No, the lady who was in that is best friend. And I think she was in the David Brent movie.
Oh, yeah, the glasses.
The one he...
what ends up with?
Yeah, yeah. So the concept is, it's based in Bristol, so it's quite interesting to watch it.
It's filmed in Bristol.
Yes, yes. Right. You see such sights as, I don't know, the suspension bridge.
Suspension bridge is now banned.
But so Bliss. And essentially the concept is, he has two families, which he coexists with. He is a travel writer, so he lived with family one for 1 week. What? And then he'll say... Oh, sorry, darling. I've got to go to Bilbao as the Chorifo Festival.
Like a bigamist.
If you will, yeah, technically. And he says, "Where are you
from? Bigamist Bliss."
I don't know. And she says, "Oh, how long are you going to be?"
I wouldn't say it's Bliss, would you?
Yeah.
Bad enough keeping one family going.
Yeah. Well, this is what
both families got kids.
Yeah. If I keep speaking, this is what I get to. For me, watching it makes me feel anxious because I think, how does he keep this going?
Yeah.
It's interesting to watch, but you like the details in it. You like the details in it. So he has two families and he has two cars. So what he does, he leave family one and go, I'm going to Bilbao for a few days. 5 days, six, seven tops. That kind of vibe. He will drive in his car to Bristol Airport.
All right.
He will park up.
Silver parking?
He will go into his second car, which is parked there.
Oh, my hat must cost me a fortune.
He will switch things over. He'll switch laptops, mobile phones, SIM cards, everything. Yep. Pack things up.
So he's always got a car in that car park.
Does he use the same name?
Yes. That's a very good point.
I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check it out.
So you got one family in England and one family in Spain?
No, they're both in the UK. They're both in Bristol.
Oh, he lied about being
that. That's dangerous. That is dangerous.
Yeah, two families in Bristol. Yeah.
In Bristol.
One family.
That's ridiculous. One family.
Ask Siri. No.
Hey Siri, what is the population of Bristol?
UK.
The population of Bristol, United Kingdom in 2015 was about 449,300 people.
Seems a bit low, but carry on.
A bit specific as well. So he has one family with a daughter, one family with a son, and it's about how he coexists.
I bet that happens. I bet the daughter and the son meet in a nightclub.
You have to watch it to find out what happens. Essentially, it's about how difficult it is to
Let's not ruin it.
I'm not the one doing it.
We've got enough of a synopsis. I know roughly what's going on.
It was on Sky Atlantic.
The fact that Heather Graham's in it and Stephen Mangan is enough for me.
She's American. She's American.
And that is on Sky Go.
On Sky Atlantic. Sky Go, all the best.
Well, she's one of the wives. Is she Heather Graham?
This is an example of how he splits his family.
One question. So one wife is that bird from Mimic.
Yeah.
And the other wife is Heather Graham.
Yeah.
Why is he even bothering the other one?
Because she's a lovely lady.
Yeah, that's a good question.
One of the cars has a Bristol City sticker on the back, and one has a Bristol Rovers sticker.
There we go. Stupid.
It's detail. It's detail. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll give that a go.
Thanks, Rich.
What?
Recommendation?
No. Not going out with Lee Mack. All right.
Why? What's he done wrong to you?
What I don't understand with that
I love it. Sarah's sick, but I know all of a sudden they went from like a little flat to having three kids in a house.
But how did it go from the woman hating him to the woman marrying him?
Oh, because he finally wore her down, didn't he?
Right, okay.
And she found out how much money.
Did they explain that in the...
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Hey, Siri.
Nope.
Nothing.
Okay. All right.
I do like Not Going Out. It's consistently funny. One liner, as you can see, coming a mile off. But it's a nice, easy watch with your family. All right?
Okay.
Series 2.
Series 6, sorry. Right, we'll leave it there. That
we're
was...
not going to review the HomePod from Matt Penn?
Oh, yeah. Go on. The HomePod. It's been like a common thread throughout the podcast. Moment.
Sorry. I can't help you with that.
Shut up.
He's butt in.
Yeah, he's trying to get involved. Rich, yeah, you bought the HomePod... Circa £319.
Exactly.
Value for money?
Yes. The whole family love it. I love it, obviously, because I've got Apple Music subscription, which you probably need. You can play your own library or off your phone via Bluetooth.
If you've got a library of iTunes already.
Yeah, if you want to say, hey, bloke, play 80s radio or play some chill music, play Neil Diamond's Greatest Hits, it's good. I've got a massive, obviously, catalogue of, 40 million songs.
Mm.
But the thing I found out, which is good for me, is obviously you can play Apple TV for it. So when I go on to my Netflix films, things like that, I position the HomePod just below the telly on the floor, and the sound is amazing.
So it's basically, it is a portable sound bar as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know...
So the kids take it when they have a bath, they take it, and play it right in the bathroom. Yeah, well, not right in the bathroom.
Electrics.
Put it in the doorway. When we first got it, Kristen's didn't really embrace my kind of gadgets.
Mm.
But when I got it, she then texted me in work, saying, I'm rocking to music doing the housework. What shall I play next?
Right. So she could have asked Siri that, couldn't she?
But even she embraced it.
That is good. So obviously there's a lot of competition in that market, and that is sort of a high-end one.
Yeah,
you've got your Amazon Alexa and whatever else, Echo Dot and all that.
Listen to Google the sound quality. It's got 7 tweakers around it. It's got microphones all around it.
Tweakers?
Tweakers, they call it.
Mm.
If you put it next to a wall, it is spatial awareness, so it only... push music one way. It won't push music into the wall.
Right.
No, and it will play it out.
Okay.
It sounds great wherever you are in the room. It picks up your voice. It's got surrounded by microphones, not just one little microphone. So it picks up everything.
So are you not concerned that it listens to you and your family at all times?
It doesn't do that. It's in the document.
Sure.
It only activates when you say, hey, its name. It's not constantly listening.
And I actually do believe that with Apple as well.
Yeah. I hope.
But it does. Yeah. But your phone does listen to you, because Kirsten was on something recently, and then all of a sudden, when she's on Facebook and Avert,
yeah, Definitely. And you can actually stop that. In the settings for like Facebook and Messenger and stuff like that, you can deactivate the microphone, access to your microphone.
Yeah.
But then when you come to send a voice memo or something, you've got to turn it back on again. Yeah. So I don't know what to suggest on it, really.
Hopefully that the discussion of the HomePod was enjoyed by Matt Penn, who wants to know because he's a tech fan.
Yeah, that's the only reason. A few more questions on HomePod.
It's one of my favourite Apple products I've ever bought.
Wow, that is a bold statement.
I bought a lot.
Probably the iPhone for me so far. But on the HomePod front, is it something you can order stuff? Because like, on the Amazon ones, you can like order from Amazon, can't you? Can you order from Amazon/the Apple Store?
Okay, so I've tried it. Obviously, it's evolving. I've got to order something now. I've got to order.
I don't know.
Not buying an iPhone. But
done.
Oh shit. No, obviously, if I had the home kit sorted out, it could turn off my heating, things like that. It would do things like that.
Excellent.
What it won't do yet, it won't say, "Hey Siri, blah blah." Phone, so and so, and
I'm relaxed. Where's the light?
If I can say, "Hey S, can you phone Kirsten?" and then it come through the loudspeaker.
Yeah.
But you can make the phone call on the phone and then do the audio to that, and then you can walk off.
So why can't it do that?
I don't know yet. I don't know why. But
and if anyone knows, they can get in touch.
Soon, which will allow you to have two HomePods, to have proper stereo, to have one in each room, and to have surround, you know, different music per room, things like that.
Okay, we're going to end there. Thanks for listening. We are going to play out with a special trick from the HomePod, and it does know the lyrics to a well-known song. Rich, do you want to play us out with the Bohemian Rhapsody HomePod version?
Okay. Hey Siri, I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Galileo Figaro Magnifico. I'm just a poor assistant, nobody loves me. It's just a poor assistant from a poor family, spurt its life from this monstrosity. Easy come, easy go, will you let me go? Bismillah. No, we will not let you go, let it go, Bismillah. We will not let you go, let it go, Bismillah. We will not let you go, let me go, will not let you go, let me go, never, never let you go. Never let me go, oh, no, 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 no.
And that's the end of episode 60. Thanks for listening. Please do like, share and subscribe. And you never know, we might make 70. Cheers.
Good night.
Bye.